colors. The Marines of the 4th Air Naval Gunfire Liaison Company from West Palm Beach. Ladies and gentlemen, to honor America, our national anthem this evening is being performed by Jeff Kidwell.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose bright stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting. Through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
Welcome to the ballpark, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Tortugas and the Hammerheads, game two of this doubleheader Friday. Walter Works with you on the call. The national anthem just sung here as we're honoring our troops. We'll take a moment here for a quick salute and a round of applause by the crowd at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Are you ready for some baseball? I'm ready for some baseball. The Hammerheads come into this game after winning game one, 21-15 on the season. The Tortugas are 14-22. As we pause here for another moment, as the Marines walk off the field.
Thank you.
First pitch coming up in a couple of moments. Let's get started with your lineups. For the Tortugas, batting first is Yan Contreras. He's the second baseman. Victor Acosta batting second. He's the shortstop for Daytona. Sal Stewart in the third spot. He's playing third base. Logan Tanner in the fourth spot. He's playing catcher. Yasiel Pino, the first baseman, he's batting fifth. Malvin Valdez batting sixth, the center fielder. Ariel Almonte, the left fielder, batting seventh. Andrew Salcedo, the DH, batting eighth. And Yerlin Confidant batting ninth, the right fielder for the Daytona Tortugas. Pitching is Kenya Huggins on the mound today for the Daytona Tortugas. And for your hometown Jupiter Hammerheads, leading off is Ian Lewis, second baseman. In the two spot, Jordan McCants playing third base. Javier Sanoa in the three spot, he's the center fielder. Jorge Caballero batting fourth in the cleanup spot, he's the left fielder for the Hammerheads. Brett Roberts batting fifth, he's the right fielder. Christian Rodriguez batting sixth, He's the first baseman. Harrison Spahn, shortstop, batting seventh. Sam Prater, designated hitter, batting eighth. And Spencer Bramwell, the catcher, batting ninth. On the mound for the Jupiter Hammerheads is Cade Gibson as we look to get things started here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Leading off for the Daytona Tortugas is Yan Contreras. Contreras batting 500 with six RBIs, a second baseman. Cade Gibson on the mound. Gibson from Ruston, Louisiana, the 25-year-old lefty. Picked in the 10th round of the 2022 draft. So the count's 1-1 to Contreras. Nobody on, nobody out. First pitch just underway here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. A doubleheader Friday after yesterday's game was rained out. A nice crowd here today. As Contreras lines this one right into the mitt of Harrison Spahn. So that's going to be out number one.
Shortstop number five from El Limon, Dominican Republic, Victor Acosta.
Up next is Victor Acosta, batting 221, nine ribbies on the season, playing shortstop for the Tortugas. Acosta showing bunt. That's going to be called a strike. And the next pitch is fouled. 0-2 goes the count. Count 0-2, one out to Acosta. And he makes contact there. Or no, he's actually going to be striked out on that bunt attempt there. So Acosta going out on strikes. That's the first strikeout of the day by Cade Gibson. Quick two outs here for the Hammerheads in game two of this doubleheader. Winning game one, 5-4, improving to 21-15. Sal Stewart up next, makes contact there. Should be an easy play there at third, and it is. That's out number three, McCants, to the first baseman, Rodriguez. Bottom of the first coming up. Walter works with you live on MILB.com, the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, for this Friday night delight. We're playing two today. Game two coming up after this commercial break.
Rachel Ranchoff is a unique barn venue for you to host your next event, whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event. You will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at RachelRanch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Game two of this doubleheader. Hammerheads taking game one, improving to 21-15 on the season. Kenya Huggins on the mound for the Daytona Tortugas. He's got a 9.00 ERA, 22 strikeouts, and 13 innings pitched. Leading things off here in the bottom of the first for the Hammerheads is Ian Lewis with a 200 average, 4 RBIs, no home runs on the young season. Here comes the first pitch to Lewis. Lewis showing bunt, then pulls away. That's going to be ball one. And the next pitch outside, that's going to be ball two. And here comes the 2-0. Outside, three straight balls to Lewis. Lewis playing second base today. Takes the next pitch down Broadway, strike one. Count goes 3-1 to Lewis. And here comes the 3-1 from Huggins. Down the middle, foul tip, count goes full. I'm calling time there. Full count, nobody on. Just starting things off here in the bottom of the first inning. And Lewis is going to be retired there. Strike three. So Lewis is retired. McCants up next. First strikeout there for Huggins. McCants up next, batting 240, one home run, 13 ribbies on the season. Huggins approaching his eighth pitch. Here comes the 0-1 to McCants. Big swing and a miss, strike two. Here comes the 0-2, and this one downstairs and away. Or downstairs and inside. Count goes 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to McCants. And downstairs and away. 2-2 goes the count. And a big swing and a miss. McCants goes down on strikes. So a two quick outs here.
The center fielder, number 6 from Maracay, Venezuela, Javier Senapa.
Hammerheads defeating the Tortugas early on in game one. Mokma with the win. Harmon with the loss. Taylor with the save. Sanoa up next, pops this one, but it's going to go foul right in front of the Cassidy Cool Zone. That's going to be an 0-1 count to Sanoa. Here comes the 0-1. And that's going to be a ball. 1-1 goes the count. So Huggins already with 2 strikeouts. And 1 inning of work thus far. Sanoa coming into this game batting 268 with 20 RBIs. As this one's outside, counts even 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Nothing here. Bottom of the first. Sanoa in the box. Here comes the 2-2. And Sanoa makes contact. Should be in routine play. And it is. Nice play there on defense. Contreras to Pino. Pino tagging Sanoa before he even reached first. So that's it for the bottom of the first inning. Bottom, top of the second coming up. We're going to do it after this commercial break. Walter Works live on MILB.com. The Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Game 2 on this Friday night between the Tortugas and the Hammerheads. We'll be right back, folks.
Rachel Rant. Chalk is a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at RachelRanch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Top of the second inning here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Logan Tanner leading things off here in the top of the second. No hits yet. Tortugas trying to get their 15th win of the season. They fell in game one of this doubleheader today. Here comes the 0-2 to Logan Tanner. This one upstairs and in. Count's going to go to 1-2. Tanner comes into the game batting 200 with 10 ribbies, the catcher for the Tortugas. And a nice piece of hitting there by Logan Tanner, a stand-up single, and the Tortugas get a man on base here in the top of the second. So a nice piece of hitting to get things going early on in this game. Yasiel Pino up next. First pitch to Pino. He rocks this one all the way up in the air. Going towards the warning track. Should be an easy play. Catches it right there on the edge of the dirt. Nice play in the left field by Caballero for out number one. So Pino is retired. Up next from the Dominican Republic, Melvin Valdez. First pitch to Valdez, strike one. Valdez batting just 148, one home run, five RBIs on the season. Playing center field for the Tortugas. Next pitch to him inside, goes in the dirt, but Bramwell right there. A beautiful night here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Picture perfect weather for some baseball. A nice weekend in store for all you baseball fans here at the Dean. Tortugas and the Hammerheads wrapping up their series tonight, tomorrow. They'll play the last game Sunday. Play two today. Hammerheads taking the first game, looking to take the second. Looking for a doubleheader sweep, and if they get it, it'll be their 22nd win of the season. And this one inside to Valdez. Three-1 the count to Melvin Valdez. Cade Gibson on the mound. And Valdez makes contact. Spahn with a beautiful play at short. Flicking the ball with his mitt to Lewis. Not in time, though, for the double play over to Rodriguez at first. But what a delight at short. Spahn putting in the work. Hammerheads with some good defense early on. So Valdez gets onto first on the fielder's choice. Ariel Amonte up next, batting 193. Two home runs, 16 RBIs for the left fielder. A lot of productivity, but the batting average, we got to get that up there, my man. Here comes the 1-0 to Amonte. And this one downstairs and outside. Count goes 1-0 to Amonte. The count to Amonte, makes contact, but it's foul. Count's going to go 2-1. Gibson approaching pitch number 22. Here it comes, and Amonte foul tips this one. Count's going to stay even at 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 from Gibson. Runner's going, and he gets him. What a nice pitch by Gibson. His second strikeout of the game early on in this game, and the Tortuga is just able to get one hit. Nobody comes across home, and we're still knotted up, nothing. Bottom of the second coming up, game two of this doubleheader. Walter works with you on a Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network live on MILB.com. We'll be back for the bottom of the second inning after this commercial break.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo
Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back, everybody. Bottom of the second inning, Jorge Caballero leading things off for your hometown Hammerheads. Nothing tie. Game two of this doubleheader. Caballero, 372 average, one home run, 20 RBIs. Here comes the 0-2 to Caballero. Caballero makes contact there. Looks like a routine play, and it is. Nice defense there, Acosta to Pinot. So Caballero is retired on a ground out. That's going to bring up Brett Roberts, batting 234, no home runs, 11 RBIs. First pitch to Roberts, outside, ball one. And Roberts makes contact, deflected off of the mitt of Huggins, but right there is Contreras to Pino, out number two. Up next is Rodriguez. Christian Rodriguez, first baseman for the Hammerheads, batting 299 with 11 RBIs. Here comes the 23rd pitch of the evening from Huggins. That's going to be called a strike. Count goes even, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1, checks his swing, but that's going to be on the outside corner, just catches the plate, strike two. Here comes the 1-2. And making contact but foul. Count's going to stay 1-2. And this one's going to be inside. Or no, it's not. Wow. Home plate umpire Gabe Vargas checking with first base umpire Connor Crowell. And they're going to call that one a strike. So Huggins, how about that? Was that his third strike? I think it was his second strikeout. No, it was his third strikeout. Early on in this game, Huggins with three strikeouts, being impressive on the mound. Hammerheads haven't gotten a hit yet. Top of the third inning coming up. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Game two of this Friday, a doubleheader Friday here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Hammerheads looking for a doubleheader sweep. They won game one. Can they win game two? Walter Works with you live on MILB.com. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Andrew Salcedo leading things off for the Tortugas here in the top of the third inning. Nothing. Tortugas the only team with a hit so far. Gibson on the mound. 23 pitches in the books. That was pitch number 24 called a strike. 0-1 count to Salcedo. Next pitch outside. Count goes 1-1 to Salcedo. Salcedo making contact. That's going to be foul. Strike two. Due up next are Confidant, followed by Contreras. Tortugas trying to stay in the conversation when it comes to the Florida State League East. Big swing and a miss. That's strike number three. And that's the third strikeout of the game for Cade Gibson. Three strikeouts apiece for both pitchers on the mound. Three for Huggins for the Tortugas. Three for Gibson on the Hammerheads. We got a little pitching duel going on here. Yearling Confidant up next, batting 250 with three RBIs.
Right field number six, Yearling Confidant.
Count 1-0 to Confidant. Here comes the 1-0 from Gibson. And nice pitch by Gibson. 89-mile-per-hour breaking ball. Catches the outside corner of the plate. 1-1 goes the count. Here comes the 1-1 to Confidant. Inside, that's going to be ball two. And here comes the 2-1. Big swing and a miss by Confidant. Strike two. Count goes even 2-2. And this game is all about positioning in the Florida State League East. Palm Beach Cardinals currently 23-13. First in the Florida State League East. Hammerheads 21-15 right behind them. And then you have the Tortugas at 14-22. 9 games behind the Cardinals, and those struggling St. Lucie Mets as Confidant is retired on strikes. That's the fourth strikeout for Gibson. Very impressive on the mound. And then you have the St. Lucie Mets who have lost 8 in a row. Ay, Dios mío. That means, oh my God, if you didn't know, they're 8-28 on this season. 15 games behind the Cardinals. A quick two outs here in the top of the third. Yan Contreras up next. Batting 455, 6 RBIs for Contreras. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Contreras makes contact, but it goes foul. And Contreras hit by the pitch. He's going to go to first on a free ride.
The shortstop number 5, Victor Acosta.
So Victor Acosta up next, the shortstop. Contreras on first. First pitch outside, ball one. Here comes the 1-0 to Acosta. Runner's going to go. And in there safely is Contreras. Bramwell attempting a throw. Lewis getting the tag way late. Contreras was hit by the pitch. He took first, now steals second. Tortugas have an instant threat on the bags. All the speed in the world when you think Contreras. And no, Gibson has that on this mind as he's trying to pick off Contreras at second. He gets back there safely. 2-0 count to Acosta. Here comes the 2-0. Upstairs, that's going to be ball number 3. A quick 3-0 count to Acosta. Contreras on second. Here comes the pitch. Upstairs, ball 4. So Acosta goes to first. Contreras on second. With two outs here in the top of the third inning.
Number 13, Sal Stewart.
Sal Stewart up next, batting 200, one home run, 12 RBIs. Stewart looking for his first hit. Here comes the first pitch to Stewart. This one's outside, ball 1. Sal Stewart from Miami, Florida, went to Westminster Christian High School. Was a draft pick last year. Yeah, Stewart makes contact, but it goes foul. Gibson already with 4 punchouts in this game. Counts 1-1 to Sal Stewart. Anything to get them out of this inning. With 2 outs, runners on first and second. both players got on base from walks. And making contact is Stewart. Nice pickup there. Should be a good play for out number three, and it is. McCants to Rodriguez. So the Tortuga stranding two on the bags. No runs coming across home. Not even any hits. We'll be back for the bottom of the third inning. Walter Works on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. Bottom of the third inning coming up. It's Doubleheader Friday. That's right. We're playing two to game. And the Hammerheads winning game one, looking to sweep and take game two. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls.
We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back, everybody. Harrison Spahn leading things off for your Jupiter Hammerheads. Nothing tie. Bottom of the third inning. And Spahn rocks this one. And it's going to hook just foul of that 330 mark on the opposite side, the wrong side of that foul pole. Spahn's been making some good contact lately. Looking to improve that 208 average. He has three home runs and 13 RBIs. Makes contact again, but it goes foul. Here comes the 0-2 to Spahn. And Spahn makes contact, but it goes foul. Hammerhead's trying to take game two of this doubleheader. Tortuga's trying to split it. Tortuga's trying to get their 15th win of the season. Hammerhead's trying to improve to 22 wins. And ripping this one over to right field to Spahn. He's been on a tear lately. A good hit by Harrison. He gets on first with a stand-up single. Confidant charging to it to get a glove on it, and he does, preventing any more damage. So no outs. Spahn gets to first. Sam Prater up next. First pitch to Prater, ball one. Huggins with three strikeouts on the evening. Foul tipping that one is Prater. Counts one and one. One count to Prater. Spahn on first. Strike two. Big swing and a miss there. Ball Here comes the 1-2. Big swing and a miss, and Huggins records his fourth strikeout of the game. Prater going down swinging. Spencer Bramwell up next. First pitch to Bramwell, ball one. Spahn on first. He got on after the single. Nice piece of hitting by Spahn to open up the inning. Hammerhead's trying to take two. Doubleheader Friday. Pitch clock ticking. 5-4-3. Huggins gets it off. Big swing and a miss by Bramwell. Strike one. Count goes even. Here comes the 1-1. Nice piece of hitting by Bramwell. And just getting back in time to first is Spahn. Acosta making the nifty grab, the shortstop for the Tortugas. That's out number two. Top of the order, Ian Lewis up next. He has Spahn on first. And Lewis makes contact. It dribbles right over to Huggins. And Huggins taking it like a football over to first, tagging the base. And just like that, Lewis is retired. And just like that, we are heading towards the top of the fourth inning. Nothing, all tied up here at the Dean. Game two of this doubleheader Friday. Hammerheads trying to sweep the day. That's right. We'll be back for the top of the fourth inning. We're going to do it, though, after this commercial break.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're
fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and...
Welcome back, everybody. Top of the fourth inning here. Doubleheader Friday. Hammerheads trying to sweep the day, looking for their second win today. Trying to improve to 22-15. Logan Tanner leading things off for the Tortugas. He's the only Tortuga with a hit so far. One hit apiece for both teams. Here comes the 0-2 to Tanner. Checks his swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. Ball one. Cade Gibson approaching pitch number 46. He has four strikeouts. And he is retired. So a nice pitch there by Gibson. Five strikeouts on the day. And Tanner goes down swinging. Yasiel Pino up next. First pitch to Pino. Ball one. Gibson with a 3.00 ERA. He has 30 strikeouts now per 33 innings of work. Pino makes contact, and it's going to get past Spahn. Spahn had no chance there. Pino stopping at first. That's a base hit for Yasiel Pino. So Pino getting on base. Top of the fourth inning, one out here. Malvin Valdez up next. He got on by fielder's choice his last time around. He's going to try to earn this one. And the first pitch to Pino, strike one. Beautiful night here at the ballpark. We have a packed stadium. The famous Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. And the runner's going to go. There's going to be a throw, but in there safely is Pino. So it's Bramwell behind home plate, trying to make the throw to pick off Pino there, unsuccessful. And Valdez rips this one in the gap. That's going to bring home Pino. He rounds third easily. Valdez rounding second over to third, and that's an RBI triple for Malvin Valdez. 1-0 Tortugas. So Valdez bringing Pino home, and just like that, it's 1-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. One out. Ariel Almonte up next. Just like that, huh? Tortuga's racking up their third hit of the evening. First pitch to Almonte, strike one. Nobody warming up in either bullpen. 0-1 count to Almonte. One out here in the top of the fourth. Tortuga is getting their first run of the game. This one outside and away. Nice job by Bramwell getting to it. Count even, 1-1 to Ariel Almonte. Here comes pitch number 54 of the evening from Cade Gibson. And this one catches the outside corner of the plate. Nice pitch by Gibson. Count goes 1-2. And making contact is Almonte. Count goes 2-2. Two count to Ariel Almonte. Here comes the pitch. And he swings and misses. That's going to be strikeout number 6 for Gibson. So Gibson impressive early on, even though the Tortugas able to get a run across home in this inning. Andrew Salcedo up next. He's looking for his first hit. Here comes the first pitch of the sequence to Salcedo. Inside corner, strike one. Here comes the 0-1 to Salcedo. Nobody warming up in any bullpen yet. And Salcedo pops this one up, all the way up. Calling it is the center fielder, Sanoa. And he gets there for out number three. The Tortugas, though, able to get one home, leading 1-0 as we head towards the bottom of the fourth inning. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com, the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. It's Doubleheader Friday. How do you like that? Two games, one day. We're doing it here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. Walter Works with you on the call. We'll be back for the bottom of the fourth inning after this commercial break.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're
fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the fourth inning here at the Dean. Jordan McCants leading things off for your hometown Hammerheads. And it's Military Appreciation Night here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Thank you so much to our active troops, our veterans, everybody who served, who has served. We thank you so much for what we call freedom here in the States. It wouldn't be without you guys. Thank you. Happy Military Appreciation Night here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Tortugas leading 1-0 heading into the bottom of the fourth. McCants leading things off here. McCants looking for his first hit of the evening. The Hammerheads only have one here halfway through the game. Next pitch to McCants outside. Count goes even 1-1. Huggins with four strikeouts. McCants make contacts there, but it's going to go foul. Nice to see a lot of folks come out to today's game. You're getting two games today. Hammerheads winning game one, 5-4. Trying to seal the deal here in game two. Next pitch outside to McCants. Count goes even 2-2. I do have the hiccups right now, so I'm trying to call the game in between hiccups with this probably the hardest task I've had to overcome in my broadcasting career, as McCants is retired on a ground out. So that's out number one. That's going to bring up Javier Sanoa. Sanoa batting 266, 20 ribbies. Sanoa from Venezuela, the 20-year-old righty, picked up in 2019 as a free agent. Counts 0-1 to Sanoa. One out, bottom of the fourth. Here we go. Sanoa, big swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2 to Javier. So much potential when you think about Sanoa in that three spot. He has all the speed in the world playing center field. Hammerheads trying to see this guy develop. All the potential, all the talent when you think Sanoa. Here comes the 0-2 to Javier. And he makes contact right over to the third baseman. Looks like a routine play, and it is. That's going to be out number two, Stewart to Pinot. So Sanoa is retired. That's going to bring up Jorge Caballero in that cleanup spot with nobody on and two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Huggins still on the mound. We do have some action in the Tortugas bullpen. Huggins with four strikeouts. Here comes the first pitch to Caballero. That one upstairs and inside, ball one. And Caballero making contact. And the right fielder tracking it down, and he does. Confidant with the easy grab. That's out number three. And that's all she wrote for the bottom of the fourth. Tortuga still on top, hanging on to a 1-0 lead. Top of the fifth inning coming up of this doubleheader, game two. Hammerheads trying to take the sweep. Tortuga's trying to split the day. We'll be back for the top of the fifth. We're going to do it after this commercial break.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls.
We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the show. Top of the fifth inning, your lean confidant up next for the Tortugas. Confidant looking for his first hit. Cade Gibson still on the mound for the Hammerheads. Nice rip by Confidant. Easily getting past Lewis there at second. And that's going to be a base hit, a stand-up single to start the top of the fifth. Nice piece of hitting by Confidant there in the bottom of the order.
Second baseman number eight, Yan Contreras.
Yan Contreras up next. Contreras batting .455, six RBIs. Contreras from San Lorenzo, Puerto Rico. He went to the Puerto Rico Baseball Academy, picked in the 12th round of the 2019 draft. Showing bunt. That's going to be ball one. Confidant on first. Nobody out here in the top of the fifth. Gibson with six strikeouts. Nobody warming up in the Hammerheads' pen. We got some action for the Tortugas. And Contreras rips this one. But it just goes foul. A couple of feet on the left side of that 330. Big yellow pole there in left field. Ripping it is Contreras, but foul. Counts even 1-1 here in game two of this doubleheader. That's right, we're playing two today. The rain canceling the game yesterday. Here comes the 1-1. And Gibson's going to check the runner at first. Here comes the 1-1 to Contreras. Checks his swing, and he went. That's going to be strike number two. Count goes 1-2 to Contreras. Gibson getting ready. Here comes the 1-2. And ripping it past Spahn is Contreras for another base hit with nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning. So Confidant on with a base hit. Contreras on with a base hit. And we got runners on first and second with Victor Acosta up next. Gibson trying not to lose sight here of the game. Nobody warming up in the Hammerheads' pen. A lot of confidence in Gibson. Here comes pitch number 64. That's called strike number 1 to Acosta. ...01 count to Victor Acosta. Runners on second and first. Nobody out. Top of the fifth. This one's going to be strike 2. Nice pitch there by Gibson. 89 mile per hour changeup.
Follows up held. Count is 0-2.
Here comes the 0-2 from Gibson. Nice breaking ball, and he got him. What a strikeout. Gibson with his 7th of the evening. Very nice.
Number 13, Sal Stewart, the third baseman.
Sal Stewart up next, looking for his first hit. Top of the fifth inning. Tortuga's up, 1-0. This one just misses the outside corner, ball 1. Gibson approaching his 68th pitch of the evening. And making contact, but it goes foul. Souvenir there for a lucky fan. Counts 1-1 to Sal Stewart. Stewart from Miami, Florida, picked in last year's draft. 1-1 count to Stewart. Here comes the pitch. Upstairs and away, a ball 2. Confidant on second. Contreras on first. One out here. Top of the fifth, Sal Stewart in the box. Here comes the 2-1. Inside, ball 3. So a 3-1 count to Stewart. Two runners on. Stewart makes contact, but it goes foul. If the Hammerheads can pull off this doubleheader sweep, they'll improve to 22-15. We'll check your out-of-town scoreboard in just a minute. Take a peek in and see how everybody else is doing in the Florida State League. Friday Night Baseball, that's right. Tortugas and Hammerheads. Tortugas hanging on to a 1-0 lead here in the top of the fifth. Counts full to Sal Stewart. Here comes the 3-2 pitch from Gibson. And a check swing, and he got him. Another strikeout. And count them, folks. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 punch-outs for Cade Gibson. 72 pitches in the books. And now with 2 outs, he faces Logan Tanner. And Tanner, what a shot. But that's going to be right in left field. Tracking it down is Caballero. That's out number 3. Bottom of the fifth inning coming. And the Tortugas hanging on to a 1-0 lead. But let me tell you something. The hammerheads are lurking. The hammerheads are swimming. And they're going to look to take a bite out of these Daytona Tortugas. We'll see what happens. Bottom of the fifth inning coming up. Walter Works live on MILB.com. The Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Bottom of the fifth coming after this commercial break.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the fifth inning, new pitcher on the mound for the Daytona Tortugas. That's going to be Chris McElvain. He's got a 3.18 ERA, 31 strikeouts, and 28 innings of work. Leading off for the bottom of the fifth is Brett Roberts, right fielder for the Jupiter Hammerheads. McElvain from Columbia, Tennessee, went to Vanderbilt, picked in the eighth round of the 2022 draft. Counts 1-1 to Roberts. Here comes the 1-1. Roberts making contact. Behind home plate, though, foul ball, counts 1-2. One-two count to Roberts. Hammerheads trying to take a bite out of these Tortugas. We're only playing seven because of this doubleheader. Game rained out yesterday. We're playing two today. Hammerheads taking game one 5-4. A nail biter here in game two. Tortugas hanging on to a 1-0 lead. As this one gets away from the catcher, Tanner can't get to it. It's going to be two balls, two strikes. So a 2-2 count, nobody out. And Roberts makes contact. Charging back is the right fielder. And reaching for it. And getting to it. What a grab there in right field by Confidon. You can't blame Roberts there, huh? Just a defensive gem by Confidon. Going towards the warning track on the dirt, extending there and getting out number one. Give him an E for effort. Phenomenal baseball there in right field. Rodriguez fouls the first one. Christian Rodriguez up next, batting 294, 11 ribbies. And another big hit there, but foul. Count goes 0-2 to Rodriguez. And there goes the 0-2, staying alive as Rodriguez foul tipping this one. A beautiful night for baseball, a doubleheader delight. Hammerheads taking game one. Waiting to see what goes down here in game two. Bottom of the fifth inning, Tortuga's on top, 1-0. Rodriguez dribbles this one to McElvain. That's an easy out number two. McElvain picks it up, throws it to Pinot. So Rodriguez is out. Up next is Harrison Spahn. He's gotten the only hit for the Hammerhead so far in this game. So Spahn in the box from Tarzana, California, the 24-year-old, picked up as a free agent in 2022. First pitch to Spahn, ball one. McElvain approaching his 11th pitch. He's thrown 10. Here comes the 0-1. And fastball outside, 94 miles per hour. Here comes the 1-1 to Spahn. And outside, ball two. Two-one count with two outs, bottom of the fifth. Hammerhead's trying to take over, just down by one. Here comes the 2-1. Or I guess there was three balls there. The scoreboard a little bit off there. But regardless, Spahn going to first on a base on balls. You know what that's called? A free ride to first on the base on balls express train. Where is it? Do you see it? There it is. Choo-choo-choo! Spahn getting on first with a good eye. Sam Prater up next. First pitch to Prater. Prater making contact right over to the third baseman. Should be a routine play, and it is. Prater is retired. Stewart to Pinot. Nobody coming across home. And we're still looking at a 1-0 deficit. Hammerhead still trailing. Top of the sixth coming. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com. That's right. It's the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. A doubleheader delight. This is game two, and we'll be back after this commercial break.
U.S. Kids presents. What to expect when you're expecting? A teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for greatest of all time. As in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet?
Because the players
kept
dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov.
And welcome back, everybody. Top of the sixth inning, Ike Buxton on the mound for the Hammerheads. He hasn't allowed a run yet this season. Only two innings of work, four strikeouts on the season for Buxton, facing Yasiel Pino to start things off here in the top of the sixth. So the final line for Gibson, eight strikeouts, five innings of work, allowing one earned run on five hits. And Pinot fouls this one. Count's going to go 2-2. And here comes the 2-2 outside, ball three. Right after this sequence, we'll take a peek at your out-of-town scoreboard, see what's going on in the Florida State League. And it looks like Pinot is going to go to first on a walk. So Tortugas get one on, Valdez up next. Tampa Tarpons leading the Dunedin Blue Jays 2-0 that game in the middle of the fourth. Lakeland leading Fort Myers 6-3 that game in the bottom of the sixth. Clearwater beating Bradenton Marauders 4-1 that game in the top of the seventh. And it's a final, Palm Beach Cardinals 4-3 over the St. Lucie Mets. Cardinals playing the second game right now with the Mets leading 6-0. That game ending the fifth right now. The Mets just haven't been able to get anything going in 8-28 season. Start to wonder if they'll ever turn things around. Buxton approaching pitch number 9. Counts 1-1 to Valdez, runner on first. Valdez 1-2 on the evening. Due up next are Almonte. Salcedo is after Almonte. 7-8-9 due up. Here comes the 1-1 to Valdez. And this one just misses the outside corner of the plate. Count goes to 2-1. Two-one pitch, here it comes. And a nice piece of hitting in the gap. Runners rounding second. He's going to third. Valdez is on with a stand-up single. So Pinot goes to third. Valdez goes on to first. Almonte's up next. So Pinot on third, Valdez on first, nobody out, top of the sixth inning. Buxton in a dilemma here. First pitch to Almonte, ball one. Here comes the 1-0. And a big swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. And a big swing and a miss. Strike two. And the runner is safe at first. Almost picked off. What a throw by Bramwell over there. Nice play by the catcher. Pinot on third, Valdez on first, just getting back in the nick of time. Here comes the 1-2. Just misses the outside corner. Count goes even 2-2. Here comes the 2-2. Outside and away, count goes full. Nobody out here. Runners on the corners, top of the sixth inning. Buxton on the mound and for some relief. And he gets him there. challenging it is going to be Almonte, and he's retired. So it's going to be a strikeout for Buxton, his first one in relief. Andrew Salcedo up next. One out here, runners on the corners. First pitch to Salcedo, ball one. One-0 count to Andrew Salcedo. Ike Buxton on the mound for the Hammerheads. Tortuga's hanging on to a 1-0 lead. Top of the sixth inning. This one inside. Count goes 2-0 to Salcedo. Here comes the 2-0. And making contact is Salcedo, trying to turn two are the Hammerheads, and they do! A beautiful defensive effort to keep it 1-0. And how about that? Lewis to Spahn to Rodriguez, a double play, that's three outs, and the Tortugas hanging on to a 1-0 lead. Bottom of the sixth inning coming up, the Hammerheads are lurking. The Hammerheads are swimming, looking to take a bite out of these Tortugas. We'll be back for the bottom of the sixth inning, and we're going to do it after this commercial break.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America.
Michel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event, whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event. You will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stalls. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesmen. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the sixth inning here. Spencer Bramwell leading things off for the day for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Jupiter trying to get back in this game, trying to get their 22nd win of the season. Big swing and a miss by Bramwell. Count goes even, 1-1. And the next pitch, strike two. Bramwell getting back into the box. Hammerheads running out of opportunities here in the bottom of the sixth. Game two of this doubleheader. Outside and away, count goes even, 2-2. A beautiful night for baseball. Military appreciation night. We got fireworks after the game. What more can you ask for here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium? Get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside the stadium at our box office. As Bramwell goes down, that's going to be a strikeout. That's out number one. Lewis up next. Hammerhead's trying to take a bite out of this lead, trailing by one. Here comes the pitch to Lewis, strike one. Just caught the outside corner there. Here comes the 0-1. And this one's popped all the way up. Who's going to call it? Looks like the center fielder is Valdez right there for out number two. So Lewis is retired. Jordan McCants up next with two outs and nobody on here in the bottom of the sixth. Here comes the first pitch to McCants, makes contact, but it goes foul. Count 0-1 to McCants. McAlvain on the mound for the Tortugas. Here comes the 0-1. Big swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the next pitch to McCants. And he swings and misses. That's out number three. McCants goes down swinging. And just like that, as we approach the top of the seventh, the Tortugas hanging on to a 1-0 lead. How about that? Top of the seventh coming up. And just limiting the Hammerheads to one hit all game. We got one more inning of baseball here in this game two of the doubleheader. And we'll be back for the top of the seventh after this commercial break.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls.
We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Top of the seventh inning here. Yerlene Confidon leading things off for the Tortugas. Counts 1-0 to Confidon. Kyle Krieger is the new pitcher on the mound. Confidon makes contact but goes foul. Krieger from Germantown, Tennessee. Picked in the seventh round of the 2022 draft. And the next pitch, the Confidant called a ball. Two balls, one strike to Yerlin Confidant. Nobody out, nobody on. Big swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. Krieger has one job. Keep the Hammerheads in this game as we're in the seventh. Ump calls time there. Confidant getting ready. Krieger getting set, getting his pitch. Here comes the 2-2 to Confidant. And this one inside, count's going to go full. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss, and Krieger retires confident on strikes. So a nice job there for some quick relief. Krieger getting the punch out. Up next is Yan Contreras. He had a hit his last time up. Game two of this doubleheader. And a big swing and a miss, strike one. ...01 count to Contreras. One out. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss, strike two. Don't forget, folks, we got a lot going on this month. A wild night out, Saturday, May 27th. Gates opening at 3 p.m., first pitch at 4 p.m., the Tarpons and the Cardinals. It's going to be a night dedicated to all things wild with our friends from the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. Animals and baseball, what a combination. That's Saturday, May 27th, Tarpons and Cardinals. Get your tickets at RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or right outside at our box office. Here comes the 1-2. Just misses the outside corner. Count goes even 2-2. And that was actually challenged. So with Acosta up next, Contreras going down on strikes. That's Krieger's second strikeout in relief. Very nice. Hammerhead's trying to stay within this game. Down one. Tortugas with a 1-0 lead. Six hits for the Tortugas, just one for the Hammies. Acosta swings and misses. That's going to be strike one. And chips this one over to the second baseman, Lewis. Lewis flicking it to Rodriguez. A three quick outs. Last chance opportunity for the Hammerheads. Bottom of the seventh coming up. Tortugas up 1-0. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting...
And welcome back, everybody. Friday Night Baseball, that's right, a doubleheader delight. Tortugas on top, 1-0 here in the bottom of the seventh. Javier Sanoa leading things off for your hometown Hammerheads. And the Hammerheads are lurking. The Hammerheads are swimming, trying to take a final bite out of these Tortugas. McKelvin still on the mound for the Tortugas. Trying to hang on to this 1-0 lead. Hammerheads trying to sweep this doubleheader, trying to get their 22nd win of the season. Count goes 1-1 to Sanoa. Hammerheads winning game one. trying to take game two here on this Friday night. Tortugas have six hits, one run. No runs yet for the Hammerheads on one hit. And Sanoa, this one's outside and away, ball two. Walter Works with you on the call this Friday night special. A doubleheader Friday. Sanoa pops this one all the way up. Should be an easy play for Stewart, and he gets him. That's out number one. So Sanoa's retired. That brings up Jorge Caballero. The Hammerheads are lurking. The Hammerheads are swimming, trying to take a bite out of these Tortugas, looking for a doubleheader sweep. If they win, they get their 22nd win, trying to stay in line with the first-place Palm Beach Cardinals in the Florida State League East. Here comes the pitch to Caballero. First pitch to Jorge, ball one. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Strike one. Count goes 1-1 to Caballero. Last chance opportunity for the Hammerheads. Trying to pull off a doubleheader sweep. Wouldn't that be nice? And don't forget, it's Military Appreciation Night today. We're going to have a fireworks spectacular after this game. You know I'm sticking around for that. Counts 1-2 to Caballero. Here comes the pitch from McElvain. And Caballero staying alive like John Travolta. Oh, yeah. It's not Saturday night. It's Friday night. But the count's 1-2 to Caballero. Hammerheads trying to take a bite out of these Tortugas. 1-2 to count to Caballero. Here comes the pitch. Just misses the outside corner. Count's going to go even 2-2. Here comes the 2-2. Big swing and a miss by Caballero. And McAlvin retires him on strike three. So two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Brett Roberts in the box. A last chance opportunity for the Hammerheads. They're swimming. They're lurking. Trying to take a bite out of these Tortugas. Trying to take game two of this doubleheader. Looking for their 22nd win of the season. Here we go. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. Count goes 0-1 to Brett Roberts. McElvain on the mound. Tortugas looking to split this doubleheader and trying to get their 15th win of the season. Big swing and a miss. That's a strike. Counts 1-1 to Brett Roberts. Two outs. Bottom of the seventh. And Roberts makes contact. This one's popped all the way up. Should I have a helmet on? Right by the booth over here. A lucky fan getting it. I think I left my helmet in my garage with my bicycle next time I know to bring it out to the ballpark. Regardless, the count goes 0-2 to Roberts. Here comes the pitch from McElvain. Roberts making contact right over to the shortstop, and that's a routine play. And that's all she wrote for game number two. The Tortugas taking it with a 1-0 lead. Winning their 15th game of the season. Hammerheads falling to 21-16. The hometown Hammerheads taking game one, but not able to take game two. First pitch tomorrow at 4 p.m. We continue this series, Tortugas and the Hammerheads, all week long. Don't forget to check us out tomorrow if you weren't able to bring it out tonight. RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com or get your tickets right outside in the box office. So a 1-0 nail-biter. Daytona gets the win on six hits, no errors. No runs come across home for the Hammerheads on just one hit. What a night for the Daytona Tortugas pitching, allowing just one hit and no earned runs. Improving now to 15-22 on the season. The Hammerheads, 21-16. They'll look to make an instant improvement as we're back at the Dean tomorrow for some Saturday afternoon baseball. That's right. It's Kids Club Saturday here in Jupiter, Florida, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, as the Tortugas and the Hammerheads keep on going. And thank you so much for joining us on this Doubleheader Friday. Walter Wirtz with you live on MILB.com, the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. I'm signing off. Walter Wirtz saying adios, amigos. We'll talk to you tomorrow.